paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rapp Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter and Hunter. We're on the Crazy For You cast of Hunter Central Regional High School is with me. And we brought in another set of characters. And first we're going to speak to Bella. Bella Zanglin. Good morning, Bella. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Alright, are you Austrian, German, what is that?
I am Hungarian.
Hungarian, okay.
Yes.
Now, how did you acquire your Hungarian accent, in Hunter County?
With lots of practice. Yes.
And, who is the person playing Bella Zanglin?
Is it person?
You don't know this question? This is a tough answer.
Me? John?
John, me?
Yes.
Me. Alright, John. Nice to have you. Alright, so Paula, I got a question for you. You're running your theater in New York. How's that going?
My theater in New York, so my character loves this girl named Tess, and she moves to Denmark, Nevada with all the other characters. So what I have to do is I have to go find her, and so in order to impress her, I bring my theater to Denmark, and so I sell my theater in New York, and we put on the show in Denmark, and a bunch of stuff happens from there.
Sure.
Yes.
Now, what's your desires with Tesla? What's attracting you? Is the Hungarian accent always got an on in them? Is that part of the old Hungarian accent?
I'm just looking at this. Yes.
It's authentic. It's like you're thinking Hungarian, but you're switching it to English. I get it.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Good.
It's a second language thing. our backstory is we've known each other for a while, but
right.
Bella Zanglin has a wife, Mrs. Zanglin, and that marriage isn't going very well. So I want to marry Tess, and eventually Mrs. Zanglin leaves me, and a bunch of stuff happens, and well, you should come and see the show for tonight. It's very intense.
Excellent. All right. So we moved the show out to Nevada, Dead Rock, Nevada. Now that should have given you a pretty good hint that you need some work on the business side, but that's okay. Another question for you: this kid Bobby Child shows up and he auditions for you. What's your take on his? On his dancing and singing ability.
He's alright in both of those, but he's kind of annoying, so.
How so? How's he annoying?
Bit of an overachiever. A little bit of a moron.
As opposed to the guy who's bringing his show out in Dead Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Very good.
Yeah. Alright. So you really don't think he's lead man material?
No, not at all. No.
Okay. Now, did you have an artistic background in your past, your history? Are you a singer, dancer, brother?
I came up as a pretty prominent dancer.
Okay.
And from then on, I became the leader of the Zanglin Follies.
Gotcha.
Dance organization, I guess.
Right.
So yes, I'd say I'm pretty good background in dancing, so I can tell
when
the audience,
he needs some work.
Yeah.
Right, he's a work in progress. All right, we move on to Eugene and Patricia Farter from Fodor.
Fodor's name.
Fodor.
I'm Eugene.
And I'm Patricia.
Now, how I learned that you two were coming on, one of the questions, first of all, it's not past me that it's Fodor, and that happens to be a prominent guidebook for you. What is two British citizens doing in Nevada? I mean, really, there's nothing like that in Britain. What are you doing over there?
Indeed, there's not. And our goal by visiting Nevada is actually to write our own sort of guidebook on the American West.
Okay.
Yes, we'd like to see the environment in Nevada because it's different than that of Britain, but we also like to observe the Americans because they are an interesting population.
Now, there's a number of different dialects in the British colony.
Definitely.
How did you guys decide on this strain of British accent?
We were born with it. Absolutely.
Okay. Can't shake these people out of their own character. Yeah, that's fun. I can go with it. That's cool. All right, so the performance is put together here to somehow save the Dead Rock Theater. They have the opening show, and what happens?
Well, when the opening show is about to be put on, all of the characters in Dead Rock are waiting for guests to show up from all over Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the train arrives, Patricia and I are the only ones on the train.
Yes, and they are quite downhearted because we didn't come to see the show, because we came to write the guidebook to serve the Americans, so it's a bit of a plot twist.
What is the guidebook going to say about the Americans?
Oh, well, they're a silly bunch, aren't they?
That they are! They are very interesting.
Okay. And that's going to invite other British people to come in and mock the Americans, right?
Well, it's sort of like when you go to the zoo and you see animals frolicking about. It's a similar concept.
You just keep going back because you can't get enough.
I had a talk with the animals the other day. We did Rex because it was his birthday. Okay, very good, Eugene and Patricia. So then we have our cowboys. Sam, don't go away, Patricia and Eugene.
Staying.
Eugene, Sam, and Moose, right? Remember that name? What's that?
Mingo.
Mingo.
I'm Eugene.
Mingo, Sam, and Moose. We were talking to Polly just a few months ago, and we noticed, and I just kind of apprised her of the fact that she was like the only female, except for Patricia, obviously, in the Nevada Dead Rock region. You guys don't get out much, do you?
No, we just really like to relax, and we're very lazy. We just lay around all day. We sing about it quite a lot.
And that doesn't make you very good cowboys. From what I gather, cowboys are supposed to actually be like ranchers and stuff like that.
Well, someone else will do that.
Yeah.
Who's your boss?
Ourselves.
Okay. And how do you guys make money?
I don't know. Kind of. Stamp collecting. I have two now.
And so, Eugene. Patricia, how are people going to actually show up into the theater if we got three guys here, potential patrons who don't have any cash to actually make it to the theater?
Well, we built up a sort of momentum, because we hit this point, and everyone says, oh, they didn't come for the show, and they get downhearted, but we raise their spirits with our British phrase, stiff upper lip.
Excellent. So, what are you guys spending your money on when you collect your stamps and find something there?
Well, Dead Rock is a pretty small town, so we don't really do too much. It's very secluded. There's, maybe 50 guys and, one girl, two. So,
That's it.
That's pretty much it.
That's it.
Nothing. Or sit around.
Yeah.
Sit around.
Yeah, we're not very good cowboys.
Right.
But when Bobby Child comes with all the But chorus girls, we get very excited.
Oh, yeah.
We get very excited.
I imagine.
We've never seen so many females in
that. I imagine. It must have been quite a sight to see the Zangler Folly showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. All right. Very good. So you have the Zangler Follies and a big show. And why don't you guys show up to the open night?
Well, we're in the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. I must have missed that on my cue. All right. Well, so what are you guys doing in the show?
Well, us being cowboys, sitting around all day, we don't really do too much. So this is our first show, and we have no clue how to do anything. None of us can dance, specifically me.
Okay.
So what Bobby tries to do is play by our strengths, and so he gives me a string bass, and I play the bass in the show,
okay. And
they do something else. They can tell you what they do.
What do they do?
We just sort of stand there and look good.
I do a lot of picking girls up and stuff, but that's really all.
Is that like you ask her out, or you actually lift her up physically?
Oh,
okay.
And then he puts them down.
That's a commercial, I think, somewhere. All right, so we got the three cowboys, we got the footers, and then we have we're at the halfway mark. We're going to come back after a little tech break, and we're going to bring back some of these folks to do a little excerpt from the songs in the actual musical. So hang on, you're listening to Good Morning Women on JimboRadio.com. Set up to start performing their excerpts, so we need a little meeting as to what this one is. What is the...
This song is called Slap That Bass, and it's one of our showstoppers.
Okay.
It's really cool, and it's Bobby encouraging everybody to sing and dance and be energetic.
Alright, here we go. We've got the entire cast here, and we're going to start. Slap that bass. So what was that? Was the part of the actual show, right? In that work?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's what we're learning.
Yeah.
It's what we're learning.
Yeah.
Get into rehearsals.
Teaching the cowboys to dance.
Yes.
Excellent. All right, what's next?
Something to watch over me.
All right.
Says that love is blind. Through love and truth, seeking we shall find. So I'm going to see the sin that I find. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the bigger fear. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Tally is the shepherd for this lost man. There's a Sunday I'm longing to see. I heard that he turns out to be someone to watch over me.
All right. That was sweet. Oops. Back, hang on. All right, that was good. You have a really sweet voice.
Thank you.
Nice. That's going to be a big showstopper. All right, what else we have? Go through my speakers. We'll get my feedback through. What's the next one, director?
Time. By Three Cowboys.
All right. The ones that don't do anything.
They're
going
to sing about that.
All right. Get to sing about weapons and...
I'm biding my time, cause that's the kind of guy I'm. While other folks go dizzy, I keep busy biding my time. Next year, next year, something's bound to happen, bound to happen this year, this year. I'll just keep on napping.
All right, sweet. You gotta sing. You obviously do something. You guys should check out the harmonizers down the street. They can use some of you guys. People wearing down the red jackets. All right, what's the next one? That was a good one.
Naughty Baby.
Naughty? Oh, okay. I gotta get ready for this one. Okay. Now, this is Irene's doing this one? Is that right?
Yes.
Now, Irene, you're obviously not singing this to Bobby.
To Link.
To sing to Link.
Yes.
Okay, so there's a huge amount of flip-flop. We're going to get to that a little later. About how everybody winds up in different places. So, alright, let's hear it, Irene. Naughty Baby. Uh-oh.
Okay. You are, without a doubt, the rudest, most uncouth, roughest man I have ever met. If you want a girl who's sentimental, one who never set you in the world, one who will be only sweet and gentle, I am not that sort of girl. But if you prefer
that's just an excerpt, though. There's more to that one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, yes. Okay. Apparently, you need a lot of air conditioning in the auditorium on that one. Okay. What else we got?
Embraceable You.
Oh, Embraceable You. Okay. This is done by Polly.
Yes.
All right, Polly. So we get two from you. Good.
Dozens of men would storm up. I had to lock my door. Somehow I couldn't warm up to one before. What was it that controlled me? What kept my love like me? My intuition told me you'd come on the scene. Mystery, listen to the rhythm of my heartbeat, and you'll know just what I mean. Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. You and you alone will light the gypsy in me.
Alright, that was Polly, Embraceable You. Sweet. I love these songs. This is like, oh gosh, and all this great music. And the pit still does all this work, right? Is there any other ones coming?
52
musicians. 52 musicians will be playing in the pit, so that's pretty cool.
The student director also plays the tuba.
I play the tuba.
Get out of here! Awesome!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tuba. Oh, what do we got next? I see another cowboy.
The Real American Folk Song.
The Real American Folk Song, okay. Let's have it, cowboy.
A real American folk song is rag, a mental jag. A rhythmic tonic for the chronic blues. The critics called it a joke song, but now they changed the tune and they liked it somehow. For it's inoculated with a syncopated sort of meter, sweeter than a classic strain. Boy, you can't remain so quiet, for it's right. The real American folk song is like a fountain of youth. You taste and invigorate you, and then invigorate you. The real American folk song, master stroke song, is right.
Okay, over now. When did you guys on the range learn rag and jazz? When did that happen?
Intermission.
I mean, because the showgirls. The showgirls, oh, okay. Everybody does anything for females. Alright, very cool. So we have
stiff upper lip.
Stiff, oh, okay. Stiff upper lip. Next. Excellent.
Hey,
hey! Oh, we got Patricia. Patricia and Eugene. Now, wait a minute, before you do this, do you guys sing in English accents?
Yes.
Because most of the English guys, Beatles and Rolling Stones, they don't sing in English accents.
Yes, but we're just a bit better than the Beatles.
Okay. Alright, English accents. Okay, right.
John's being Bobby?
Yes.
Alright.
Oh,
do you want
to
share the... Bobby.
From
right here?
Yes.
The fella, carry on.
What?
Chin up. In my window.
Sit up and lip, stop the man.
When a girl is wrong.
If you won't let your legs are easy.
Carry on, beep, 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 beep. You're in the voice. The fighting spirit, beep.
Okay. Nice up tunes. Love this. This is great. What's next?
Finish with I Got Rhythm.
All right, well, I Got Rhythm. All right. There's no coming back now. You have to do this one great. Everybody knows what this song's all about. We got the whole cast on this one?
Days can be sunny with never a sigh. Don't need what money can buy. Birds in the trees sing the daybreak song. Why shouldn't we sing along? I'm chipper all the day, happy with my lot. How do I get that way? Look at what I got. I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man who can ask for anything more. I got Daisy in green pastures, I got my man who can ask for anything more.
I got rhythm.
I got music.
I got my man.
Can't ask for anything more.
I got Jesus in green pastures.
I got my man.
Can't ask for anything more.
Hold on to other, I don't mind him. You won't find him hanging down the front of that
door. I've got story, I've got sweet dreams.
I got my man.
Sweet. That's going to be great. That's going to be great. All right. That was the big finale there. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll bring back everybody for a little bit more retrospect as to what's going on with Crazy For You. Right after this, you're listening to Good Morning Hunter on Chimbley FM.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you can also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon Engine. We're from the Hunterdon Central Regional High School Players here from the cast. We're crazy for you. Just got a few more minutes left, and I'm going to bring Sarah back in, one of the co-directors. And Sarah, the times when these performances are going to be available.
Yes, so on Wednesday we have a show for the senior citizens
starting at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 12th, 13th, and 14th are all of our show dates. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday we have a night show starting at 7. And on Saturday we also have a matinee starting at 2 p.m.
Excellent. And tickets can be acquired?
At the box office right by the auditorium.
Excellent. Okay. Now, the good news is, weather report is in July and says that there's no snow anytime between now and next weekend. The bad news is that you've had to deal with this for a week. So how's any eruptions? Were you guys really ready to deal with it? Did it affect you at all this snow?
Touchy subject.
It's a touchy subject on a lot of levels. Are you ready?
We have a lot of Saturday rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
We have our tech rehearsal tomorrow and also on Sunday.
Okay, so you guys will be very busy.
Oh, yeah.
I was in Pitt when I was in high school. It was one of my most favorite times of the year. We did meet with the cast a lot, and so when you're with those many people for that long period of time, it's one of the most memorable times of your high school career, guaranteed. So you probably already realize that, but I'll just emphasize it anyway. How many new guys do we have? I mean, you had last year you had a lot of seniors that left. So how many veterans we have, and how many new guys? But they can't see you raising your hand on the radio.
Last year.
Radio or on the show?
On the show.
Andrew and
Nick.
Yeah.
Eugene. Okay, so so we got a lot of you are veterans, and you were in last year's show?
Yes.
Yeah. So we've met before, right? So you know how crazy it's going to be in the beginning. Oh, that's cool. We have a few more minutes left. What else do we need to do? One of the things we do need to talk about, but I don't want to give the ending, is that a lot of the characters who went in trying to experience love with one particular person walks out of the ending with somebody completely different. Any insights into all of that and how that all happened? Or I'm going to leave that off as a surprise ending when people watch it.
Patricia and I is not in doors.
Yes. I did notice, Eugene, you actually did not switch partners. That was pretty cool.
Nothing will change.
It's very conservative British people in the world. Okay. Alright, so everybody else find it is a happy ending, right?
But you definitely want to go into watching the show with an open mind, because there are some couples you would never expect. Right?
Oh, yes.
That's
very good.
Is that Sarah in circle?
I am Sarah.
You wouldn't mean it was said you didn't want to talk. Maybe you're talking in the back. Say that again?
That there are some couples you would never expect to see end up together.
Alright, so there you have it. You've got to watch out. And what would you say, now, for those of you who have done a couple other musicals in Central and this one, what's the comparisons? What did you like? What do you think is different?
Well, I've been in the show all 4 years. And
But you don't know his name.
I love my school's theater department, specifically because we choose such great shows that are very different from each other, and we have the same thing every year.
Right.
But to have Crazy For You top off my 4 years. I think this one trumps off all the other three because it's Gershwin, it's a family show, everyone can come see it.
Right.
The music's phenomenal, the cast is phenomenal. It's just a very well-rounded show, and I am so proud to be a part of it.
Excellent. And you were in How to Succeed?
How to Succeed, Singing in the Rain, and Pippin.
And Pippin, right.
Lexi, too. Patricia, too.
So you've been there 4 years?
Yeah. 3 years, yeah.
Awesome.
Eugene and I think that this year in America, this cast is very nice. They're very welcoming to us.
Good-looking people!
So you should come see the show. It's a great community feel, and we all love each other.
How do you keep those two bottled up? It must just absolutely ruin it. It's just ruin the rehearsal, like, constantly. Anything else? Polly, how's everything going for you? Do you enjoy this music?
Yeah, I think my favorite thing about this show is definitely the music. Because it's just, I mean, Gershwin music is great, and it's one of those shows where you walk in and you're like, hey, I know that song, and I know that one too.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's really enjoyable for everyone.
Now, what's interesting about this show, Red, is that some of the music is obviously from Girl Crazy in the 1930s, but other music has been inserted in from other musicals. Is that... Red?
Mm-hmm.
I believe so, yeah.
So, you know what those one? I know one was Lady Liz, right? There's a parody of Lady Liz in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's an allusion to Lady Liz at the end of Stiff Upper Lip.
Okay.
Where you can get it, too. Mm-hmm. That was not in Girl Crazy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe.
Right. So they took many Gershwin songs from different shows and put them together and wrote a new book, and which is very funny, by Ken Ludwig. So the book is... There's a lot of laughs. It's very corny and fun.
Excellent. No, it's going to be a lot of fun, no doubt about it. Polly, where did you get your musical training from?
My dad.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
He owned the theater, so.
Oh, no, I know.
He tap banged for 10 years.
She's in character again. No, I'm an outsider being Polly.
So Dana.
Sorry, Dana, I don't have a name for it.
Well, actually, my dad does sing.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I've been singing since I was very little. Dancing since I was
very good. It's very good. You're gonna wow out there. You guys are awesome. This is going to be a lot of fun. It's next weekend. We're going to have a great time. We have about a minute or so left, so we'll just go around the room, say whatever you like that is can be on the radio, say hello to people, and give everybody a reason to come.
I'm Zach. I play Moose. It's a great show. Hi to my voice teacher. Thank you for everything. Come to the show.
All right.
Hi, I'm John. I play Bella. And, hey, Mom.
Sarah? No, Eugene, you can stay there. I'm just trying to get a little order.
Yeah, we're beautiful.
Say hi to people.
Hi, everyone.
Hi,
teachers, that I am not in your class right now.
I know. Well, you haven't been there all week, so what's the difference?
I'm Nick, and I'm Eugene.
I'm Lexi, and I'm Patricia.
And it's an absolutely lovely show. Everyone is fantastic. It's funny.
We're British.
We're British.
Did you guys actually watch British people to come up with this, or are you just making up a bunch of
things? Yes, is that creepy?
No. No, it's not creepy.
Okay.
It's not creepy, I get it.
Okay.
What else we got?
I'm Other Sarah, and I'm really proud of all of my lovely cast members, and they've grown so much, and this show has just been so amazing to direct and be a part of, and you should see it because it's really awesome.
Awesome. All right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm Andrew, I play Link, and I hurt myself a lot, so, yeah.
You hurt yourself a lot?
I fall a lot, which is fun, so come see it.
So you're Clank Link.
Clank?
All right. Polly, one of the Cowboys here.
I'm Liam, and I play Sam in the Cowboy Trio. I'd like to thank Joe Biden.
I'm Dana. I play Polly. It's such a good show. Shout out to the Pitt Orchestra and the crew for being really hardworking people and being awesome. Come see the show.
Hi, I'm Alyssa. I play Irene, and everyone's worked really hard and is very talented, so you should come and see our wonderful production.
Excellent.
Hi, I'm Jack. I play Mango in the Cowboy Trio. And you should come see the show because everyone in it's really great.
Yep.
And, yeah.
All right, excellent. Pleasure to have you guys on as usual. And,
thank you, Pixie.
Hey, man, it's awesome. We do this every year. It'll be our 5th year anniversary this year. I don't know what the music is, but we're fine. All right, pleasure to have these guys on. This one says, never say I should have. And start getting your tickets now for Crazy for You. I'm back again Monday morning, same time, same place. You can listen to Good Morning Henry, HuntingtonRadio.com. Stay tuned for Hands Across London right after this. Good morning, Henry, HuntingtonRadio.com.
And sometimes it's later, but I get stuff in the ground. At this year, I think stuff can go in the ground relatively. We have a mild spring, it seems.
Yeah, we'll have to.
Now watch April 30th, we can have a snowstorm.
Well, we did have that one. I don't know if you were up in the... I know you were around the country, but we had that one, and Easter had to be in the 70s, and it was a dumping. It was big. So, and it was when Easter was in April, actually, too. It wasn't even a March Easter, so...
Well, that's another reason. You have to watch the weather, but you do it when you're ready.
Excellent. Cool.
If the weather turns bad on you and kills everything you did, then you start over.
Okay. All right. Al's a proponent for the landscape people. Excellent.
Maybe we'll have an early strawberry season this year. You know, strawberries are growing now, and they usually come on the end of May, but they can come on 2 weeks earlier than that.
Cool.
If the weather's right. So.
Excellent. Oh, as always, sir, enlightening to talk with you, and now you got the 70s coming this week, so you can start your gardening and plant your succulents and enjoy yourself.
There you go.
We'll talk with you next Monday. Have a great week.
Okay.
Take care. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Al Roar, Business with Al, giving you insight into landscapers in the area and nurseries. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunting in just a moment.
Donate to 7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Captain Laura Grogan with the U.S. Public Health Service says there's a misconception that just because someone looks normal, they're okay, even if they have a brain injury.
It's easy to assume that we're just going to bring this family member back in our house, they're going to be the same person, when in fact they really have experienced a change.
Hillary Clinton's use of personal email while she was Secretary of State is under review by the State Department. The Washington Post cites a senior department official saying they will investigate if Clinton's emails included sensitive material. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 and store and online ends 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Facebook's COO is launching a new campaign that asks men to lean in, too. After writing a book aimed at motivating women in the workplace and at home, Sheryl Sandberg tells Fox News' The Kelly File she is now after encouraging men to help in the effort, mainly for the benefit of the children.
For fathers, children at any income level, no matter how active a mother is,
When fathers are more active, their children are healthier, happier, and do better in school and at work.
Sandberg's project Lean In Together is partnering with the NBA and celebrities like Beyonce, Gwyneth Paltrow, Serena Williams, and Brad Paisley. It's being driven on social media and encouraging parents to take a 50-50 partnership in raising their children and leaning on fathers to help break gender stereotypes. Sheryl Sandberg says sometimes it's as simple as doing more around the house.
Girls with fathers who do household chores have broader career aspirations than daughters who don't see their fathers doing anything in the home. So any amount of, darling, you can do anything, is not as good as washing a dish.
Facebook COO.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's 9:05. It's time to launch into Radio 11. We're at 11 degrees, partly cloudy skies in Flemington. Calm winds gusting up to 11 miles an hour. Got one more day of cold weather. Sunny and a high of 26 today. Winds light and variable. And tonight, a low of 7, some clouds, and winds light and variable. And then, the thaw. Sunshine and some clouds, and a high of 38, winds southwest at 5 to 10. Some clouds will give way to generally clear conditions overnight, and a low of 28. Mostly sunny on Sunday. Sun and a few passing clouds, and 44 on Monday. Cloudy skies earlier, and partly cloudy in the afternoon on Tuesday, a high of 47. We're up to 49 on Wednesday, and stays in the 40s all next week. All my guests are going to change into their bathing suits and shorts and suntan lotion next week. 19 in White House, 15 in Lebanon, 17 in Fulton, 17 in Stockton, 18 in Lambertville, and 11 in Raritan. Good morning, Raritan. That's on the Chamber Radio, Lebanon. This is one of my favorite days of the year. We've done this three times. This is the fourth time we've done this. Hunterdon Central Regional High School, musical players, the cast of Crazy for You is here. And we're going to have a great time for the next hour talking with the characters and even doing a little singing. And, you know, no reason to do any dancing. Nobody's going to see it. But nonetheless, I have about 20 people in the studio. It is packed. And we're listening to the overture of Crazy for You, which is going to take place next week. So we're going to talk to directors and bring everybody in here. Let me get all my microphones up and say hello to everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you are?
I'm Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. And your role is?
I'm student directing the show.
All right. The student director, and you are co-director with another Sarah, is that right?
Yeah.
There she is. Okay, Sarah.
Hi.
Say hello to somebody out in the radio room. Your mom's listening, right?
Yeah, hi, Mom.
Yeah, that was recorded, Mom, so you got that forever.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, Mom.
There you go. Another hi, Mom. Anybody say hi? There's always a big joke that nobody says hi to Dad, but that's okay. Who else do we have on the microphones?
I'm Dana.
Hi, Dana. What are you doing?
I play Polly Baker.
All right, Polly. We're going to talk with you in a little bit because I got some interesting questions for you.
Okay.
And we got over here.
Hi, I'm Alyssa.
Hi, Melissa. What is your role?
Alyssa.
Alyssa, sorry.
I play Irene Roth.
Irene Roth, okay. You guys are, Irene and Polly are interested in the same guy. Kind of interesting.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys knew that yet, but we'll find out. All right, so Sarah and Sarah Squared, can you give us a little synopsis as to what this story is about?
Well, there's a man named Bobby Child who wants to be a dancer,
right.
But his mom wants him to work at a bank, so she sends Bobby to Nevada to foreclose on a bank.
Theater.
And there he meets Polly Baker, who he falls in love with.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, there's just a lot of mishap.
Yes.
And he pretends to be somebody who he's not to get Polly Baker's heart.
Wow.
His own.
And
okay.
To save the theater there.
And to save the theater.
Yeah, it's funny. I read through this synopsis, and it started to feel a lot like How to Succeed in Business, a little bit. I mean, it feels to that. Anyway, some interesting things that I learned about this story. This is a Ira Gershwin. This is a Gershwin.
Yes.
They call him New Gershwin.
Yeah.
And it debuted on Broadway in the 90s.
Yes.
Yet, this is all new people closing.
On a bank.
Theater.
And there he meets Polly Baker, who he falls in love with.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, there's just a lot of mishap.
Yes.
And he pretends to be somebody who he's not. To get Polly Baker's heart.
Wow.
His own.
And to save the theater there.
It's funny. I read through this synopsis, and it started to feel a lot like How to Succeed in Business, a little bit. I mean, it feels to that. Anyway, some interesting things that I learned about this story. This is a Ira Gershwin. This is a Gershwin.
Yes.
They call him New Gershwin.
Yeah.
And it debuted on Broadway in the 90s.
Yes.
Yet, this is all 1930s music. So how do you guys deal with being a contemporary show, but then maybe having 1930s type characters or 1930s type settings in music?
Well, a lot of musicals were written set in the 30s,
yeah.
40s, and 50s, and that's when a lot of them were written, so it's kind of just like another musical to us.
Yeah, just another musical to you.
Totally not important at all.
And the other thing I love about this is there's not a bad song in this show at all. This is like got all the top hits from, maybe not Justin Bieber's or Lady Gaga's, but this is, you know, everybody who listened to the 30s, 40s, and 50s music, this music came from there. So Frank Sinatra's and all that, and all the Rat Pack sings these songs. This is so cool. So I already got people who are ready to go to the show. So I have, I got some folks in here. We got Polly and Irene. Now, Polly and Irene, you guys are both after Bobby. Now, Irene, I hear that you've been engaged to him for like 5 years.
Yes.
How's it going?
Well, not very well.
Not married yet.
No. What's going on?
Well, he doesn't want to get married to me.
Why not? You're nice, girl.
Yes, well, apparently he has other interests.
What would those interests be?
Dance and eventually Dana.
Dance and eventually Polly. It's not Dana.
Yes.
It's Polly. It's Polly. And Polly, you're over on the other side of the world.
Yes.
You're in Nevada.
Yes.
And this is the setting of this is in the 1800s, right? Where cowboys and stuff like that, is it? Is that right?
Yeah.
30s. Oh, it is the 30s. Okay. I wasn't born in the 30s, so I don't know if there was cowboys back in Nevada in the 30s or not.
Yeah, I was.
But Polly, here's my question. You're the only female in Nevada.
Yes.
You're obviously an intelligent individual.
I mean,
and you're the postmistress.
Yes.
What are you doing in Nevada with all those guys? There's nothing that good can come out of that.
Well, her family owns the theater that's in Nevada, so I mean, that's pretty much why she's out there. She works at the post office that's over there.
But Bobby's, you know, booking out of New York. You can certainly find a horse to get out of Nevada. I mean, you grew up there, obviously, and Dad's running the theater, and How's the theater going, by the way?
Not too well. The bank is coming to take it away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're trying their best to make it work and keep it alive.
Sure. Okay, and so I have your... I don't know if you know him, but there's a gentleman named Lank Hawkins. Do you know Lank?
I do.
Where's Lank?
Hi.
Hi, Mike. What's your middle name?
Andrew.
Welcome, Andrew. You are Mike, as a matter of fact. I thought that Mike should probably be a pretty tall individual, so I'm glad you're there. Now, Mike, what's the deal with you and Polly?
No, she's just not. She's not working for me. She's not there. She should be, but she's not.
What's she doing?
I just don't understand it. She's going after some other guy.
Well, that guy wasn't married yet, so who is she going after?
Just not you.
What are you not having to offer? What are you not doing?
No, I just don't know.
Right.
It totally doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, have you tried?
Oh, yeah.
What have you done?
I've asked.
Alright, give me a hint. What do you ask?
Her to marry me.
Oh, okay. Well, Polly, why, what's the deal? Why aren't you accepting this? Roses? I mean, tumbleweeds? Doesn't he hand you like a bouquet of tumbleweeds or anything like that?
I'm not really into his type. I think Polly is looking for more than just a fling. I think she's looking for romance and for love.
Right, a singer and a dancer. Yeah,
I
know. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm not either.
In Nevada.
Yes.
Singer and dancer in Nevada. Now, we have Mike, and you're struggling to try and get Polly, and Irene, you're trying to keep Bobby entertained, and Bobby moves on out to Nevada to try and close on his theater, and how does Bobby meet you, Polly?
He just kind of stumbles in, honestly, and she meets him, and he tries to woo her, essentially, and says how he's going to save the theater, but she later finds out that he's from the bank, so she gets really mad at him and tensions.
Yeah, well, I'd be mad at him if he came in and tried to take my business away as well. It doesn't, you weren't expecting that. That was over in New York. It took him a while to even get there.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden he just shows up, and what does he say? It's time to foreclose?
He honestly doesn't. He's trying to save the theater, but she thinks that he's only out there to take the theater.
Okay.
And that he's lying to her, basically.
So you've got a lot of trouble like reading many people on this.
Yeah.
I mean, here's Link, he's trying to help you out. You've got no interest in him. And then he's your soon to be love of your life, even though he's in the name. Okay. Very well. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of our Crazy for New Players in just a minute. You're listening to Good Morning 900 when we come.
Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business.
Scott.
Rob Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum.